the owner of a gladiator school invested a lot of money in his troop of gladiators. He trained them, fed them, and provided for their medical care. He generated his income by hiring out his gladiators to games promoters. One of the contracts that has survived records the leasing costs. If a gladiator was killed, the promoter had to reimburse his sale price, which was up to 50 times the cost of hiring him. As these foot shackles from the gladiator barracks in Pompeii would suggest, some gladiators did in fact pose a flight risk at night. That is why Lanistae bound their valuable property using such shackles. They did not want a repeat of the rebellion of 73 BC. At the time, the famous gladiator Spartacus had escaped from his barracks at Capua and launched an uprising. A visit to the amphitheatre offered more than just gladiatorial combat. In the next section, I will present the supporting events.